Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
Uh-huh. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, if y'all only knew, I think I'll tell it to you. This morning, man, started off real crazy. But it's just those little mishaps where we as people who are striving to be successful, that makes all the difference in the world. When you have those little minor things that come up, you can't let the minor things stop you. You've got to keep pressing forward. Now, could I have played the role of where is my car? Where is my car? Oh, where is my car? Instead of hustling and grab a cab. So what am I? Am I above a cab ride now? Or do I have to look at the bigger picture and say, okay, I could act like a little spoiled brat, some type of star, and go, I don't ride in cabs, or where's my car, and then go to blaming people for not having a car? Or do I make the adjustments? Because ain't like I ain't been in a cab before now. Slow down. Ain't like I ain't never been in a beat-up car before. Slow down. Ain't ever like I ain't never had a car and rode a bus before. Slow down. Ain't like I ain't never been homeless before and ain't have nowhere to go. Slow down. So in those moments right there, always remember where you come from. But even more importantly, always remember where you're trying to go. Because it's important for me that I get here as many mornings as I possibly can. It's important because that's the goal. And so many people allow a minor things to stop them on their road to success. And I'm giving you this example today, not to say, hey, look at me, but to say to you, hey, listen to me. There are going to be a lot of things that's going to happen along your way to being successful. And if you allow the small things to stop you, there's no way you'll make it. You've got to always press forward and stop looking at the situation for what it is. And look, sometimes you have to take your eye off of right now and put your eye on the future. You know, God has blessed me in so many ways. I mean, what can I say? You know, I asked God for this syndicated show. He gives me a syndicated show. Now I act like I don't want to come to it. Hold on, man. Slow down. Did not you ask for this? Do I not realize that there are certain people, man, who look forward to this message in the morning? I've heard it from people. So from the hundreds that I've heard it for, that could represent thousands for all I know. So if I think somebody's counting on me, I got to try to get there and give something. So today I didn't have any time at all to think about what I might say. I just walked right in and the jingle was playing. And so I decided to just tell you about my day. And maybe you can relate it to something you're going through along the way. Because no matter who you are, you're going to have some moments, man, where things are going to happen. And like I always tell my kids, and I just had this conversation with my little girl, it ain't that things ain't going to happen. It's how you handle what happens that matters. But it don't matter. It's how you handle what happens that's the determining factor on where you get in life and how soon you get there and how long you stay there. There will always be a mishap, something that's going to throw you off. There will always be something, man, that could deter you. There will be something somewhere, man, that will make you doubt it. Now that you know that's going to happen, then let's talk about how you handle what happens, because it's going to happen. So now what do you do as a person when these moments come about in your life? How do you handle them? Oh, woe is me. Oh, I guess it wasn't meant to be. Well, if the Lord wanted me to have this, I'd have that. You know, how many times you hear people say that? You know, man, it really irks me, man. Stop using God as your excuse. God ain't no excuse. God is a reason. He's a reason why the good happens. He's a reason. He's not an excuse. God don't have no excuses in it. None of his scriptures or writings. Not that I've read. He just don't make excuses. I would have done this, but, you know, there's a scripture that says the poor shall always be amongst us. Why, that's got to be you. Yeah, he said the poor will always be amongst us because he know everybody ain't going to follow the principles of success. But he also said he came to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. He said that too. But, oh, no, you don't want to hear that because your life kind of tripping out a little bit. So now what you do with it? Now you twist it and you go to that one little scripture that say, well, the poor shall always be amongst us. Well, that's put in there because that's just in case. See, that's a just in case y'all don't want to follow the scriptures. That's just in case you don't understand that faith without works is dead. That's just in case you have not because you ask not. It's just in case you don't believe and shall not doubt. He got all that in there. But in case you don't want to do that, there is a scripture that tells you what will happen if you don't do it. And here it is. The poor shall always be amongst us. But then you get that one to say, well, that's, I guess that's the Lord's will. Lord's will, really? 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 That's amazing. I just don't believe that about him. I don't believe that God created your life to be a life of misery. I think that we make decisions along the way that cause us to have lives of misery. But I really, really just don't believe that God created you for that. I've heard Nelson Mandela speak. And, you know, you got to go, wow, all those years in prison, man. What was it about? When you hear him speak, you understand what it was about. He said he always knew he would be free one day. Now, what he said he never knew was, he said he never knew that he would be the president of that country. Oh, my goodness. What a long way around. But he could have sat there and got involved in prison activities that wasn't up to par and things like that. And they said whenever young inmates used to come in, he was telling the story one time of how young inmates used to come into the prison. They all sit around and talk to him about what they were doing and how many kids they had in their lives. And it helped them keep track of the outside a little bit. And it kept a sense of time for them and reminded them to talk about what they left behind. And it kept them going because something was greater on the other side. Had he allowed that to stop him? Had he allowed the imprisonment, which is a pretty major deal, oh, by the way, then guess what? He would have never been the Nelson Mandela that we know today, a martyr, a leader, a great force. People want to go around him. Even people that imprisoned him could not understand his staunch strength, his faith, his unwavering commitment. They couldn't understand it. So things are going to happen in your life, but it's how you handle what happens that matter. So keep pushing, y'all. Don't let the little things get in the way, okay? And if you just, sometimes you just don't know. I got in the cab thinking I wasn't going to make it, but at least let's go see. Let's try. I made it. Now, guess what? That gives me another piece of information that I have. And all I had to see it again today. Guess what I said today? Man, sometimes when it look like you ain't going to make it, just go head on anywhere. Now, I could still be back there at the hotel talking about where my car. But I got up in here, I made it. So now, what y'all going to do with it? Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've thought about it. I've given it a ponder. I've taken note. I've realized the gravity of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
With all that being done, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to God because, man, he did it again. he woke me up, gave me another crack, shook me. Here I go. Boy, that's something else, ain't it, man?
I like Woo! Here I go.
I like that. Man, oh, man, oh, man, what a great day. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, that Mississippi mouth of the South, the junior, daddy and him call him Kill Space. We don't know that. It's on the government paperwork. The legend that is nephew Tommy and yours truly. Junior, What is it today, man?
You know, Unc, man, you know, you overseas right now, man. Can you just tell us what is like your day like over there? Like, what do you get the
same
joy
out as
of?
It is over there? Hard work.
You know,
hard work.
You meet presidents and everything of countries.
I'm just
Did you ever think that?
Doing it all, man. No, you know, man, I look at my life. I was talking to somebody the other day. I look at my life and I shake my head sometimes. I was talking to Isaiah Thomas, who was in Abu Dhabi for the NBA basketball game. And we were sitting down eating. And Isaiah said, man, look at us, man. Because Isaiah's 61. I'm 65. He from Chicago. I'm from Cleveland. He said, man, how we ever even get here? Mm-hmm. He said, Steve, did you see this coming? See what coming? See, that's what amazes me.
Yeah. People say,
I always knew I'd do this. I always saw this. See what?
Impossible.
Bruh, I didn't even know. First of all, this part of the world existed.
Right.
I was trying to get a bike.
what?
But I had some real immediate survive. Goals.
Yeah.
I needed a bike so I could ride to work. Mm-hmm. Car was out of the question. People tell me all the time, Steve, you're still crazy. How you? What'd you want a bike for? Because I had a bigger chance of getting a bike when I was 16. I needed a new bike so I could go to work. Then I could get a new car.
Right.
I've had cars since I was 18 years old, but wasn't none of them mine, and I didn't buy it. I didn't buy my first car in my name till I was 38 years old. My father gave me a car. Mm-hmm. My brother gave me his car. And you know, when your brother give you a car, you know what the condition of that car is? I drove it to Napa Auto Parts. Yeah. So it could start tomorrow. I look at my life right now, Junior. Boy, I can't believe it. That's why I just got them saying, I pondered the situation. I've given it some thought. I just got to say thank you.
Yeah.
Boy, amen.
What?
Right.
Boy,
amen.
What? Yeah. I'm going to have a good day today, too. Watch this.
All right, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
Pranking ain't easy, Shirley. So we're going to choose this one. Your husband's prescription is ready. All right?
Harmless.
That sounds harmless. Pranking ain't easy, though. Watch me work. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing? This is pharmacy. My name is Brian. I'm the tech here. Is Donovan? Donovan, is he available?
No. What can I help you with?
Well, he dropped his prescription off about an hour ago. We wanted to call and let you guys know that the prescription is ready.
Prescription for what?
Well, he dropped off a prescription. I'm assuming he must have, it looks like the doctor just wrote this prescription today. So I'm assuming he, seems like he would probably need this pretty soon, so I wanted to let you guys know it's ready.
Okay, and what exactly did he get a prescription for?
It's amoxicillin.
Amoxicillin?
Amoxicillin. We've got him at least 15 tablets. If he could take 2 tablets a day.
Wait, your name is Brian, right?
My name is Brian, yes. I'm the technician here at the pharmacy.
Okay, Donovan, that's my husband. Let me make sure you have the right Donovan because... Well, can we check the birthdays? Are you allowed to do that with me?
Definitely. It's 74. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. And so what exactly is amoxicillin for?
Amoxicillin is an antibiotic, ma'am. So any type of small infections of some sort, diseases or whatever, it pretty much cures it.
So you telling me this nasty then got something and went and got it on my... First off, he went and seen the doctor and got a prescription under my insurance. This type of and he went and got something. You know what? Brian, I'm coming down there. I'll pick up the medicine. I'll get it. And if he wants that medicine, he'll check in with me at my counter. Because I got a check and he done wrote that his cannot cash. I'm going to beat the hell out of this. He do not know. He does not even. You know what? We brought in a new year.
I'm sorry. You're Miss. What? Can I call you by your first name? What's your name?
No, call me Miss. That's fine. Just call me Miss. No, call me Miss.
Okay. First of all, I want to apologize. I had no idea that you were not aware of the actual prescription that he's that we've just filled for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just on a personal note, I'm just curious. Is there a possibility maybe you could have given it to him?
Brian, no, the you didn't. You done lost over my. Now, first off, you don't call my phone. First off, no. I'm glad you called my phone to tell me it's my insurance. That's why. And then you're going to accuse me of giving that nasty something. Are you screwing him? Don't you ever in your life call somebody's phone. And this is a courtesy call. It's none of your business what's going on in my. Okay? None of your business. You get out of my way. That ain't none of your business. And y'all ain't got nothing to answer your question. I got something for your and his. He want to come home with STDs, and you want to ask me if I gave him STDs? Oh, okay. Where's your manager? Let me speak to your manager.
Ma'am, I'm not trying to be unprofessional. I was just asking a personal question. I should not have asked you something like that, and I do apologize. Should we expect someone to pick up the prescription?
I just told you I'm going to be picking that up. I'm going to come in there. You know what, Brian? You'll know who I am because I got a couple words for your. And I still want to speak to your manager. You did. You were very unprofessional, and I don't appreciate you coming at me. I'm trying to eat. You call me, tell me he even got me a STD. Didn't ask me, did I give it to him? And you all up in between my.
No, I'm not trying to get all in between your legs, ma'am. Apparently, that's not the place to be, considering you guys need amoxicillin. You know, but
you didn't. You didn't lost your mind. You know what, Brian? I still got some firecrackers left from the first, and guess what? I'm gonna light the up your. You don't play games with me. You do not even know. You do not know me. You don't know who I am. You don't know who I know and what I got. I got something for y'all. What is this prescription at? Because I know it's not the one by our house. I know it's not. What did he take his trifle? Where are you at? Because I'm on my way now.
My manager's here. Would you like to speak with him, ma'am?
Yeah, put your manager on. Put your manager on. I want to speak to him now.
Hang on a sec.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this
Hi,
is Tommy.
Who?
Tommy.
You're the manager?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show when you just got pranked by your husband, Donovan.
I'm going to kill him and you. What the prank on me? He needs to be out looking for a job and saying worse than 3 months. Don't play with me like that. Got my blood pressure high.
You all right?
Oh, no, I'm coming down. I'm still coming to get you.
I'm not at baby. You can't come get me.
Oh, you better be glad I love your show. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He told me, he said, my wife don't tolerate no cheating.
You know I'm crazy. You ain't right. You wrong.
I got one more thing to ask you, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
See it on my shirt. What it say? It say pranking ain't easy.
Okay.
Pranking. Pranking
somebody
ain't easy.
Somebody got to do it. Huh?
Somebody got to do it. I chose myself. You understand?
Yeah, that's pranking self-worship to a whole nother level.
Doesn't Steve?
And I'm going to be making, I need y'all sizes so I can get all of y'all one of these pranking ain't easy shirts.
Yeah, I'm going to have, well, you know my size. You don't have to play. Just put some X's next to your.
Already.
Shut up.
You have to rub that every chance.
I'm getting a little bigger now. You know, I'm my size coming back. So
no, you're not.
Yeah. What you wearing now? Medium. Must have nailed it.
It is a medium.
Pretty damn close. Pretty close. Yeah. All right. I'm right in the medium territory. Right below large. But I'm coming back. All right,
Junior, what
and
size
speaking,
you wear?
I wear large, huh?
Oh, yeah. Junior got, you ain't seen Junior around that midsection. Junior been eating good over there, ain't somebody cooking.
Oh, yeah, see, Tommy Junior married now.
Yeah.
Oh. He got a lot of,
don't say it, Junior, I was married here. Now. Go on, say it.
Yeah. y'all not been getting me in trouble because she here. I'm not saying that.
Oh.
See right there, see that being scared? See, that's what I ain't finna live like that as I look over my shoulder.
Yeah,
why y'all always looking back?
What are you talking about?
Every morning, right. Junior looking back. Why are you looking back here?
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, media mogul Byron Allen will have his inaugural Griot Awards in Los Angeles this weekend. And the mother of George Floyd's daughter is suing Kanye West over false and defamatory claims. But right now, he's back. That's right. And it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Here we go. Trina in Dade County says, my boyfriend and I have been dating off and on for 10 years, and we have two children together. He told me that he met someone else, and he thinks she's his soulmate. How can this woman be his soulmate when I'm the mother of his children? What?
Because you're not the soulmate. You're the mother of the children.
Girl,
you are not the soulmate. You are the mother of the children.
Two different people.
But the fact that he came in and told her this, though. Yeah. I met somebody, and this is my soulmate. Wow. I think you should believe that. Because he ain't never told you that. That's for sure. See, because the first thing she would have said was, but he told me I was his soulmate. He ain't never told you that. You are the mother of the children.
Baby mama, that's right.
It's okay.
Yep.
It's okay. That's a matter of fact, that's an incredible title to have. The mother. That's an apex title in this world today. That's a major accomplishment, sister. So please feel proud about that. You are not the soulmate.
Goodness.
Now, do we have to put you on Maury Povich?
He is the father, though. Oh, wow.
He is the father. You are not the soulmate. That's it. It's not his work. It's all good. Yeah. Go ahead.
So what should she do? What should she do?
Smell the coffee. He leaving. Look, he walked in and told you I've met someone else.
Ooh, that's painful. Ooh, that was like taking a bullet to the face.
Yeah. After 10 years. After 10 years and two children. Yeah. All right. You got to move on, Trina. All right. We're going to move on, too, to Candace in Mobile. Candace writes, I work in management, and one of my service reps tried to jump on me last week. The man I was seeing is her ex or her current boyfriend, and I had no idea. I left the man alone, and I'm getting her transferred to another unit. She's threatening to tell management what happened. Should I report it myself?
I'm the last person to ask a question.
HR question.
Please, lady, I don't want to cost you your position or your relationship. Because all the advice I have for that is really non-policy. I'm not really a policy guy. So let me get this straight, Shirley. So
the woman, Candace,
a lady that works for her. She came in there and jumped on her.
Tried to jump on her
boyfriend, and she didn't know it was.
She had no idea, boyfriend. She said. Yeah, right.
So
left the man alone. She left him alone.
So now let me ask you a question. Did the guy work there?
No.
What she should do is she should go into HR, get ahead of it.
Yeah.
And say there's a situation that arose at work that I want to bring to you all's attention. I was dating a man. I was unaware of his status, but he was obviously dating some woman here. She came and tried to get into a physical altercation with me. And unbeknownst to me, the man that I was dating and broke up with was dating her, according to her.
Get ahead of
her. Yeah, get ahead of
her. That'll work.
I am about to transfer her ass out. And I need y'all to be A-okay with this.
Right.
Now, what are we going to do?
I think that's great advice.
I am more important to the company than she is. And how do we go about handling this? And I want to be ahead of the game and report this. So it doesn't appear any inappropriate action on my part.
Right.
And then the fact that you're trying to get a transfer, she could say it's it.
Right. But what she need to do is she need to go and get ahead of it.
Yes, she does. I agree with you, Steve. Great advice.
Get in front of that.
Get ahead of these ass whoopers.
Sure. you see how I handle that corporate policy, boy? You better be corporate.
You did great. I'm proud of you.
You better be corporate.
Moving on to Tarrytown, Farrah in Tarrytown says, I'm a 50-year-old married woman, and I no longer enjoy having sex with my husband because right after it's over, the magic stops. He won't cuddle or even talk to me. Once it's done, he's either scrolling through the phone or watching TV. Is he bored or does the magic stop after 16 years of marriage?
Mm. Whoa. Mm.
Well, we got a few people on this show that can answer that one.
You better get to cuddling. That's what you better get to doing. What's wrong?
Yes.
His ignorant ass. You better get to cuddling.
All this looking at the phone and everything.
I mean, he
what
just
is
doing
that
this?
About? Yeah. He doesn't talk to her.
Blatant disrespect.
Hey, baby, we through. I'm finna open four apps.
Yeah. You gotta do at least TikTok? One of those, cuddle or talk. One of them.
That's terrible.
Girl, have you played Mind Wash?
He played games, Steve.
15 years is a long time, 16, you know.
Yeah.
I was talking to a person. He said, Steve, do you like steak? I said, yeah, I like steak. He said, I like steak too. He said, is steak one of your favorite pieces of meat? I said, well, I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it's... I really love it. He said, steak is my favorite piece of meat. He said, but you know what? Every now and then, I want some chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Every now and then, I want some fish. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I want a nice burger. Mm-hmm. I still love steak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I said, so what you saying? He said, I've been married 30 years to steak.
Uh-oh. Said, he loves steak, but.
And now and then, I want a piece of chicken. I went
I
had a dude just say that to me the other day.
Conversation.
That's interesting. Yeah. You love steak, too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See, but now and then, I want a piece of chicken. Nice place.
Hey.
I still love steak. It's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
So what is this?
Yeah, mean? But I've been married to steak for 20 years. Okay.
Can I get the
every
flounder,
now and then.
Please? The flounder.
All right, last one, Steve. Vonnie in West Virginia. Oh, West Virginia says, I'm 29 and I dated a man for 2 years until I found out he had a side chick. When we broke up, I threw all of the nice things he gave me into the trash bag and put them in his car. I saw his side chick with one of the purses he gave to me. I told her it was mine. How could he give my things to this tramp?
Because you gave it back to him. What'd you give it back to? See, y'all stop being emotional. Keep these nice things that's given to you. Right. Stop giving this stuff back. He repurposed it.
She done regifted it. She didn't even ask where it came. Why you giving me this used bag?
Why you giving me this bag out of nowhere? What, you just handed it to me.
Right.
It ain't wrapped. Ain't got no tag. Only got some fingerprints on it.
Right. All right. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour. Thank you, CLO. We'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, good things come to those who wait. We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, there's a new annual award show to look out for. It's called the Griot Awards. The Griot Awards is the brainchild of media mogul Byron Allen and the Allen Media Group, and the Black Tie event was created to honor and celebrate Black creators and leaders in film, television, music, comedy, sports, and social justice. The inaugural event takes place this Saturday at the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles and will be hosted by our very own Cheryl Underwood and Taye Diggs. Tyler Perry.
Nice.
Yeah, congratulations. Okay. Yes, that's awesome. Tyler Perry will receive the Icon Award. Patti LaBelle will receive the Music Icon Award. Ben Crump will receive the Justice Icon Award. And Kenan Thompson will receive the Comedy Icon Award. Wow.
That's cool. Yolanda, that's nice.
Yeah, that really is. That's nice. Yeah,
he
that's
owes
nice.
Me to thank for that.
Oh, goodness.
Where so would his career be without welcome. My impersonation?
Yeah. I want to meet Byron Allen. That's I want to meet this brother.
Yeah. Yolanda Adams, Tyrese, Fantasia, Tommy, and Patti LaBelle will all be performing for the Griot Awards. They will be televised November 5th. Yeah.
Cool.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Byron Allen.
All right.
Yep, doing big things. Mm-hmm.
Robert Smith will be honored also.
Oh, okay. All right.
They got the money in the house.
Congratulations. Yeah.
There's some money
is
there.
In the house.
You'll have the Money Icon Award. All right. The family of George Floyd is preparing to sue Kanye West for $250 million. We thought, you know, we're going to get a break from talking about Kanye for a while, but nope. He's going to be sued for $250 million, like I said, over his recent false statements about Floyd's death. Roxy Washington, the mother of Floyd's daughter Gianna, plans to file on behalf of Gianna, who is a minor. According to a release from Washington's attorney, Kanye, his business partners, and associates are accused of harassment, misappropriation, infliction of emotional distress, and defamation. Washington's attorneys did issue a cease and desist letter to West over his comments during the interview that aired over the weekend and has now been removed from YouTube. Kanye said that George Floyd wasn't murdered by former police officer Derek Chauvin, but that he died from fentanyl. Yeah, yeah, that's what he's been spewing.
Tommy, you ain't seen this?
Can I ask you a question? Is it possible for us to trade Kanye and Herschel Walker to get Brittany Griner back? Can we send these two asses over there?
Yeah.
Great question, Tommy.
Send Brittany home.
Yeah, Herschel and Kanye for Brittany Griner.
I like it. Kanye said that they hit George Floyd with the fentanyl. If you look, the guy's knee wasn't even on his neck like that. They said he screamed for his mama. Mama was his girlfriend. It's in the documentary.
You know, man,
the documentary.
But the documentary was by Candace Owens.
Yeah.
You know,
the other conservative black conservative.
You know, man, I just, it's sad, man. It's really sad. Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to him?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like it right now. He's only
listening. If you screenshot my text and put my conversation online, I'm flying in on you.
Yeah, everybody pack up. It's time to go home.
But you know, man, you have to help a person that wants some help.
Yeah.
And when a person don't listen to advice, I mean, right now, I don't even understand the angle. It's just, it's at a level of ignorance now where it's like, You can't see. Here's what's my problem. You can't be a genius and be a stupid mofo at the same time.
Come on, boy, say that one more time.
You're right.
That's it, right there.
Yeah.
You can't be a genius and a stupid mofo mofo at the same time. You mm-hmm. look, man, I've never bought into the genius thing, but you can't keep doing stupid sugar honey iced tea and and then be wanting the self-proclaimed title of a genius. Something's wrong here. And the young people of today have got to stop going along with every title that a person put on they self. Mm-hmm. My father always told me if somebody always got to tell you who they are and what they do, it probably ain't true.
Mm. And Steve, if Donald Trump says you're crazy.
Man, and that was his boy.
Yes. Girl,
he up there talking about you need to get an Apple airplane and stuff. Man, hey, dog. Mm, this the president. Mm. They fly on Air Force One. You know why they fly on Air Force One? Because Air Force One is already an Apple airplane.
Right.
They got everything on there imaginable.
How you can't figure that out, G?
Yeah.
This is really sad. It's really sad.
Yeah.
He
I feel
could
badly
be such an important part
and
to
influence.
An influencer.
Yeah.
In a positive way.
I mean, his music is good. He knows how to make records. It's hard to keep defending him and to go to bat for him like this.
When do you wake
Yeezy
up?
Yeezy shoes was good, but the rest of them clothes.
That's all you got.
Pickle sack.
That's you're not wearing it.
I'm finna dress up like I'm finna go out back and bring in a couple sacks of cotton for you. Give me a couple hours. I'm not wearing.
He could dress Herschel though. Now he can get Herschel right.
All right, we got to go on that note. Coming up at 20 minutes after, early voting started in Georgia on Monday, and we're in the fight of our lives, people. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Georgia voters are speaking out after the debate between Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. According to Politico, Warnock is seen as a man between two worlds, the spiritual and the political. His connection with his congregation at Ebenezer Baptist Church is clear, but is his role as senator that some political strategists worry about? That's the role they're concerned with. They feel he needs a greater reaction from Black voters in order to win their votes again. So, Steve, what do you think? You agree with this or disagree? What are your feelings on this?
You know, listen, I think that what we have to do as what they call the Black voter and people of color is to continue to create our own narrative. I've been through with them telling me how I am and what I think. I've been past that.
Part.
Right.
I don't need you to write a narrative for me. Yeah. I'm very clear on what I need, what I want, what I'd like to have, and I'm an expert on how I've been treated the entire time I'm here. So I know what I need.
What?
So therefore, I also am going to prove you all so very wrong. See, they do studies on us. That to help control and minimize us.
For sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what I am asking us to do is to get out in record numbers and show them again that
like
the last presidential election for the first time that Georgia turned blue was not a fluke. It was not a fluke. It was not an anomaly. It was not a once in a, it wasn't a meteor striking the Mojave Desert. No, brother, this is how we are. This is who we are now. We are a very, very important voting bloc.
Right. And Senator Raphael Warnock can do both. He's doing both. All right? He's a pastor and a senator. He's doing both. Period.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what? But Herschel Walker, though.
Come on.
You all
careful
will go
now.
To
careful.
Any Steve. Length to try to gain control and power. And you use anybody to do it. Let's put a Black face up here who is the least qualified human being in politics today and put him against the other Black face so we can create confusion and control the party line. And he will do our bidding. That's the ultimate prize. You, sir, can be on Tucker Carlson if you fit that role right there. You can get on Hannity. They'll bring Bill Riley back. If you can be a Black against other Blacks, we have a TV position for you. So congratulations, wow. Kanye. Congratulations, Herschel.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to 34 minutes after the hour. When we come back, a 66-year-old woman mistakenly eats cupcakes laced with weed at a wedding reception. Oh, boy. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, you may want to tell the guests at your wedding reception that you have cupcakes laced with marijuana, okay? According to TMZ, a 63-year-old grandmother was rushed to the hospital after she ate weed-infused cupcakes at a wedding reception. The anonymous woman says she and another lady ate the cupcakes, and the next thing she remembers is waking up 12 hours later in the hospital. The woman had gotten so high from eating the cupcake that her sister-in-law decided to take her to the hospital. The elderly woman claims no one told her about the marijuana cupcakes and she regrets eating them. By the way, the wedding reception continued after grandma went to the hospital. We're very happy she's okay. We're glad she's all right. But how was she acting while she was high? That's what I want to know. What did she say when she woke up in the hospital?
Girl, I done ate two hams. Girl, I done set up here. That one that had the pineapples on it.
Delicious.
Girl, I ate that, and next thing I know, I sat up and looked at the other. Girl, I done had two hams. Teresa, what you eat? Girl, I'm on my fifth turkey sandwich.
Where do y'all get these turkeys and hams from at the wedding?
At the wedding reception. I don't know. I went through a door over there. I thought I was going to the bathroom. I wound up, I was in the kitchen.
I ate a half a turkey doing the Cupid Shuffle. I ain't going to lie to you. A whole half a turkey.
No ham, no turkey.
Girl, I ate a whole Jell-O mold.
Get that from
Teresa, what you eat, girl? I tell you how hungry I was, and you know I don't even normally like this, but I ate one of them canned fruit cakes with the green things in it. And I ain't even pick them out.
Where'd you get it?
Cause I don't know nobody like that damn fruitcake from the can. Right. That's the worst. Cause all them colors, I didn't never know what that stuff was in there.
Yeah,
in it was cherry.
It's too clumped together, man.
Fruitcake, Christmas fruitcake.
For Christmas.
With the little green stuff in it.
What
I just try to pick it out.
What else did she eat?
Girl, I messed around and ran across a bag of candy canes. And girl, I was just as crunchy. Look at my teeth.
But her breath smells good.
Girl, my teeth, I look like a Kappa sweetheart.
Not a Kappa sweetheart.
Girl, I was just munching.
What else did you eat?
Teresa, and then Teresa was over there. And she was in the cabinet. And I had some candy left over from last Halloween. She ate a whole bag of mini Snickers.
Ooh, delicious.
I love those.
Girl, it was them little bitty wrappers all over the countertop.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Girl, we were just in there just snacking. I didn't know what was wrong. And I was passing by the stove, and I saw a chicken leg on there, and I had ate everything. Do you know, girl, I realized I was eating it so good that I ate the gristle.
What? Clean the bone, huh? You clean.
I ate the joint caps off the top of the drumstick and the bottom. Girl, what they have in it, because when I was over there looking at the stove, and I just took a couple of swallows of fish grease, try to wash down this chicken. I was just eating everything. Fish grease that was sitting on top of the stove. I took a couple of swallows of that. It was delicious.
They got to pump your stomach.
How are you feeling?
Ashley, are you okay?
In the hospital.
I'm not sure how I feel. I think I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah. All right.
Coming up next, the prank phone call for today, right after this.
But I was sitting in the hospital and ate a bag of cotton swab.
Still hungry. Still hungry.
Go get Teresa.
Ain't no salt and pepper on anything.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I can see and I can hear. All right? We'll get into that in just a little bit. But right now, it is time for the nephew and the prank phone call for today. What you got for us, Neff? What's on the menu?
What the shirt say? Come on, I got
Pranking ain't easy.
Pranking ain't easy, yeah.
What it say? Mm-hmm.
That's what you rocking today. Uh-huh. That's what your t-shirt says. Yeah.
I got time today, caller.
Okay, Prime.
You woke up motivated.
Motivated, originated, mm-hmm. constipated. I got time today.
What? Okay. Huh?
I'm sorry. My bad. Uh-huh. I got one of my 80s wrong. Eye problem. My bad. I got one of them wrong. All right. Smooth this right here is my refrigerator. My refrigerator. I got time today. Come on.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Mr. B, please.
Who is
it? Mr. B, this is Jackson. I'm the driver, man. I'm actually the delivery guy that's bringing your refrigerator over today.
Okay. What's going on?
Okay. Listen, I know we had a window that was from 8 to 12 this morning. It's, it's 11:30 now. So we're running a little bit behind schedule, man. We have some problems at the yard getting everything loaded up.
Man, come on, man. You killing me. I can't. Y'all running behind.
We're a little bit behind schedule, man. We're going to have we'll be there somewhere between 12 and 4.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all got to do better than that now. Man, I'm with my job.
I understand, sir. I understand. Actually, it's
I got all my food in here and coolers and stuff, man. I got ice everywhere, man. Come on. So, I mean, what's going on? Y'all ain't got the refrigerator? I'm trying to figure out.
No, we loaded up, you know. We just had some problems. I think one of the forklifts went out, and, you know, it kind of pushed us back. So that four-hour window we had from 8 to 12, man, just got ruined, and now we're pushing things from 12 to 4. So between 12 and 4, man, we would definitely be there.
Man, y'all got to do better than that.
Cool.
I spoke to yesterday.
He's actually the warehouse supervisor. He's actually out today. He's not here.
Yeah, man. God, I'm supposed to be at work at 1 o'clock. You said y'all ain't gonna be here till in between 12 and 4. I'm supposed to be at work at 1 o'clock.
I understand it, man. I greatly apologize, man. It this rarely happens, and it just so happened this morning the forklift was down, and we had a lot of stuff to load up. You know, we got I got 10 refrigerators on this truck, man, and one of them's definitely yours, sir. So I'm definitely gonna be getting it to you as soon as I can.
Man, y'all so man, y'all pushing it because I'm supposed to be at work. And then I done scheduled everything else around this because I'm supposed to, you know, I got to have my refrigerator because I got all my food and stuff sitting in here in the kitchen and whatnot.
Your refrigerator went out? Did it go? Your refrigerator went out? Is that what happened?
Yes, sir. It sure did. I mean, I hadn't had it for quite some time, so, you know, so it's just a matter of time for it to go out. So I decided to go ahead and get a new one, you know.
Right.
So that's why I was
Well, now I can schedule you. I can schedule you next week sometime if you want me to.
No. I mean, I can't afford it. We're gonna pay for this food that I got in here all over the floor.
Let me get the hustler, man. See if I can move as quick as I can. But 12 to 4 is the window, man. I like I said, I apologize, Mr. But we'll be there, man. We're gonna be there with your refrigerator today, okay?
Okay. So when you on your way, how about I want you to call me and let me know that you on your way, so I know what's going on.
We don't normally call when we're on our way. We just come on in and get things set up.
What do you mean you don't call? Not. You just called me just now, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You called me then. Make no sense.
Like I said, the problem is on us. Man, I'll give you a call when we en route, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Now, you said between 12 and 4 now.
Yes, sir. Between 12 and 4, we definitely be there. We got you on the truck, man.
Okay. I don't want no mess, man.
No, we got you. We got you. We'll see you in a minute, man.
All right.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Mr.
Who is this?
This is Jackson again, the delivery guy, man, with the refrigerator. Listen, Mr. Baptiste, man, we run into a few more problems here, man. It looks like we're probably not going to get that refrigerator out till tomorrow sometime.
You said what?
We run into a few more problems, man. It looks like we're probably not going to get that refrigerator out till tomorrow sometime.
You done ran into a few more problems. A few more problems like what?
Sir, we got some problems with some more deliveries we got. Just with all the deliveries we got, it just don't seem we're going to make it on your side of town to be able to get this thing taken
care of. You're not going to make it on my side of town. What kind of is that? You You decide you want to take my money when I pay for it. But you gonna tell me you ain't gonna make it on my side of town.
Well, we can definitely get out there tomorrow, man. We definitely can get out there tomorrow.
I can't have my situation out here tomorrow. I got chicken and beef and brisket and all over here in my flow, and you gonna tell me you can't make it in here till tomorrow? What kind of is that, huh? Elvin, you ain't got no answer for me on that.
Sir, I understand.
No. I don't think you understand, son. Because I got food and ice sitting in here and coolers and all over my floor in my kitchen. You gonna tell me that you can't make it in here till tomorrow with my Frigidaire because you yelling on the back around. Now where is
no.
I spoke to yesterday? Now where is?
I know you spoke to Larry.
I told him yesterday I had to have my at work at 1:00. I told him that. I said, now you gotta have that refrigerator here on time because I gotta have my at work.
Well, like I said, we've had some setbacks.
So where is I don't talk to you no more. Where is
Like I said, sir, not working today.
He's not in today.
He's not.
Who in charge?
Well, actually, the lady named one that's actually in charge, and when Larry leaves, but I don't even know if I saw morning.
Oh,
but
you raggedy, you, what are y'all doing over there? Now, when I spoke, then we gonna have it there. It was between 8 and 12. Now, I done took off my job, but y'all had a refrigerator here. I'm here at home. Now you call me back.
Sir, all I can tell you is we're going to be there tomorrow, okay? I'm not going to go back and forth.
You say you're not going to go back. That refrigerator. So all of y'all, you take that refrigerator, and you take that refrigerator up your up, and up. I don't want the no more. I can go around and put this food in my neighbor's refrigerator, and I'm going to go get me another from somewhere else, because you playing around. I ain't got time for your mess.
Sir, I don't know if that's refundable. You know what I mean?
What do you mean you don't know if it's refundable? You got time. You gonna take my money and you gonna tell me that I can't have my money back and you can't get my refrigerator on here on time.
Sir, listen. There's one more thing I need to tell you.
Thing to say to me because I don't want to talk no more.
Okay, but I have one more thing I need to tell you, okay? Are you listening?
What?
This will probably help everything.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
You know what? I'm gonna fix her. So, but where the hell is my refrigerator? That's what I want to know. I tell you what, they showed up their refrigerator. I showed them that where they can put it.
Y'all better say something up in here. Y'all better get the prank congregation better say something up in here.
King of pranks. That's what I got.
Okay, that's all I need.
Yeah.
Stoop.
You got it.
You know. Just as long as y'all welcome Stupid back with open arms. That's all I be wanting from y'all. Is to welcome Stupid back.
We missed you, Stupid.
Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't mean it like that.
Okay. We missed you, Stupid.
Okay. Wait. No, you're saying it wrong now, Sherry.
I know. I'm sorry. Can I get a do-over?
Carla just said, we missed you, Stupid. Now, that's a little...
That's what Carla said. Okay, say it right, Carla. Go ahead. Say it how you meant it. Go ahead.
We missed you, Stupid. No, that didn't come out right.
You made it worse, Carla. I was trying to pause and say it right.
How about puss? Okay. How about Stupid?
Okay,
uh-huh.
Help me, Steve. Say it. Go ahead.
How about Stupid is missed?
Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna put some speck on my Stupid. You're going to put some speck on my stupid. And I mean that now.
For your stupidity.
What you got,
put
Junior?
Oh, here you go. This is how you say that. You want some respect. With your stupid ass.
Yeah. That's your favorite,
that's
Steve.
Right there, boy. That's right there.
Oh, God.
That's putting some speck on your name.
Charleston, South Carolina. That's that low country. The nephew coming November the 12th. Omar Shrine Auditorium. Saturday night, November the 12th, the nephew is coming to town. Stupid is coming to town. So put some speck on my stupid, and I'll see y'all Saturday night, November 12th. Ignorant as all get out, talking about everything that's happened last 6 months. Come watch me work. Yeah. I got cancer on my mind. How that sound?
That didn't sound good. I got cancer on my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Ooh. We missed you, Stupid. All right, coming up next, today's Strawberry Letter.
Hey.
The subject is, I can see and I can hear. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
Mm-hmm. It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I can see and I can hear, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are headed towards divorce if he doesn't stop lying to me and playing me for a fool. I work the third shift as a dispatcher, but I make sure our children are ready for bed before I leave. I think I'm a great mom and even better wife, so I get offended when my husband acts like I'm falling short on my wifely duties. The past 2 weeks, he has been making little comments about sleeping alone every night, and I have been the breadwinner since we got married 13 years ago and moved to the third shift for a promotion and more money. I did not expect him to complain so much about me being gone at night, especially because we do have sex before I go to work and after I come home from work. He's never been denied sex, not one time in 13 years. So when I heard him on the phone with a female, I was shocked. My days off are Sunday and Monday, and he expects me to sleep late. I got up early Sunday to make a big breakfast for my children, and my husband wasn't in bed. I heard him in the kitchen, so I tiptoed to see if he was sneaking a piece of pound cake I had made. He was standing by the pound cake, but he was on the phone and rubbing himself. I stood there for a good while and listened to him whispering, but I could not make out what he was saying. He was aroused, so I knew it was not a man on the phone with him. I went back to bed and texted him to see where he was. He came into the bedroom looking foolish and out of breath. He said he was thirsty and went to get water. I told him he was very thirsty and it's going to cost him his marriage. How can he cheat when the sex has never been an issue here? You know what?
Can't wait to hear this ass.
What is that supposed to mean?
I just said, I can't wait to hear what you think. Say, go ahead.
Uh-huh. And I can't wait to hear what yours is going to be, sir.
Oh, don't worry. I already got mine.
What is that supposed to mean, though? Okay, here we go.
I was just curious to see what you're going to say. That's all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't get touchy. Uh-huh, go on with your little one-sided answer.
Don't throw stuff out there.
Well, go all right, on with here your we little go, one-sided Steve. Answer. Go
here
on,
we go. I knew that was coming. All right, listen, you want a reason why he's doing what he's doing? Sometimes you don't need a reason. You know, he's just doing it. In your husband's case, he has time to do stuff like this. I am curious, though, because you said you are the breadwinner in the family. Now, does that mean you make more money than him, or do you make all the money? Because if you're the sole moneymaker, what is he doing? And I think you're right. You sound like a great mom, an awesome wife. Men always want more sex, and he gets that every day before and after you go to work. So he has nothing to complain about there. Come on, twice a day after 23 years of marriage? That's a whole lot. People don't usually do that after 23 years of marriage. excuse me. That's one of the worst things he can do is cheat on you after you make the money. Do the wifely duties, take care of the kids while he sits at home. You didn't say he went to work. While he sits at home and does nothing but complain, you should be the one getting on him about not working and living off, I said 23 years of marriage, 13 years of marriage, living off just your salary for the last 13 years. I think he's trifling, and I think you're right. You guys could be heading for divorce if he doesn't stop. I mean, he wants to work all day, take care of this lazy man, and then he's starting to cheat? No, ma'am. You have every right to feel the way you feel. Steve?
Very good answer,
Cheryl.
That's
my answer.
Very good answer, as I knew it would be.
Right. Thank you.
I really don't have a solution for this right here because it seems rather obvious. But let me point out a couple of things in this letter that I found interesting. I can see and I can hear is the subject. She thinks that her and her husband is headed for a divorce if he don't stop lying and playing me for a fool. So now, I don't understand that statement if you're not going to address the issue. You want him to stop lying and playing you for a fool. So let's find out. You work in the third shift. You wanted to, you know, as a dispatcher. But you make sure the kids is ready for bed. You think you're a great mom and you think you're a better wife. So you're offended when your husband acts like you're falling short on your wifely duties. And the past 2 weeks, he's been making little comments about sleeping alone every night. I've been the breadwinner since we got married 13 years ago and moved to the third shift for a promotion and more money, and I didn't expect him to complain so much about me being gone at night, especially because we do have sex before I go to work or after I come home from work. He's never been denied sex, not one time in 13 years.
Damn.
Ooh, let's stop this here. What?
You're doing better than a lot of people, partner.
Boy, yeah. Boy.
Boy.
This line right here just jumps out the page at me.
Yes.
He's never been denied sex, not one time in 13 years.
I'll be done.
What?
Where they do that at?
I've been denied sex 13 times in a year.
13 times last week. What you talking about?
No.
Hang on.
I've been denied
we'll keep it right
sex
there.
13 times in a month.
We'll keep it right there. All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up to the strawberry letter. Today's subject is I can see and I can hear. All right, we'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter subject. I can see and I can hear.
You know, at first, like I said, I don't really have an idea what to tell this woman about this letter. I just found some stuff in the letter interesting. She's been married for 13 years to a man. She's the primary breadwinner in the house. She works the third shift, which is midnight, and or 11, to make sure the kids is in bed before I leave. She thinks she's a great mom and probably even better wife. I don't disagree with her in anything I saw in the letter. And then she's offended because her husband act like she's falling short in her wifely duties. Because for the past couple of weeks, he's been making comments about having to sleep alone at night. Now, she says she's been the primary breadwinner since they got married 13 years ago. And she went to the third shift so she could get a promotion and more money. And then, but she didn't expect him to complain so much about her being gone at night. Especially, now listen to me now, because we do have sex before I go to work. Or after I come home from work. He has never been denied sex, not one time in 13 years.
Man.
Just don't know where this line came from.
Envy.
I'm so what?
You're hating
never
right now, aren't you?
Never been denied sex in 13 years. Man, I done filled out time cards. I done put in verbal requests, written requests. Mm-hmm. I bought houses, forts, swimming pools, cars, rings, diamonds, jewelry, dogs. I don't even like dogs.
Dogs.
And he has never been denied sex, not one time. So when I heard him on the phone with a female, I was shocked. Mm-hmm. My days off is Sunday and Monday, and he expects me to sleep late. I got up early Sunday morning to make a big breakfast. Now pay attention to what I'm reading now. For my children, and my husband wasn't in bed. I heard him in the kitchen, so I tippy-toed to see if he was in there sneaking a piece of pound cake I had made. He was standing over there pounding the cake, but he was on the phone. Excuse me, that's not what that says.
No.
I heard him in the kitchen.
What?
So I tippy-toed to see if he was
that text line got you messed up.
Sneaking a piece of pound cake I made. When he was standing over there, and I accidentally said he was standing over there pounding the cake.
Fuck,
he was actually standing by the pound cake.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Let the church say amen.
No.
Amen.
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 Yeah, he over there with, I accidentally said pounding the cake.
Yeah,
but he was over there trying to, she thought he was sneaking a piece of pound cake.
Right, you got it.
But he was on the phone rubbing himself. Oh, then I was correct, see. My bad. I take back my apology. I was absolutely correct about the pound.
Sorry,
cake
not
today.
Sorry.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So now, I stood there for a good while and I listened to him whispering, but I couldn't make out what he was saying. Now, that right there, that is his ticket out of this whole thing. She said, I stood there for a while, listening to him whisper, but I could not make out what he was saying. Then she said, he was aroused, so I knew it was not a man on the phone with him. I went back to bed and texted him to see where he was. He came into the bedroom looking foolish and out of breath. He said he was thirsty and went to get water. I told him he is very thirsty. And it's going to cost him his marriage. How can he cheat when sex has never been an issue here? Wait a minute, lady. If you don't address what you saw.
Right.
The question is, how can he cheat when sex has never been an issue here? That's a stupid-ass question. See, you don't understand. We're not allowed to cheat even if sex is an issue. Because you ain't denied him in 13 years.
Yep.
I've already been denied 13 times this year.
We know. Stop saying that.
No. I want all y'all to realize how this really works. Tosh has been denied. I can't count the times this year. I've been denied this year. Junior been married 2 weeks. He been denied.
A month, Steve. He's been married a month.
30 days, and he's been denied already. So I don't really understand how your problem is. How can he cheat when sex has never been an issue? We're not allowed to cheat, and sex is an issue. So that's the problem you have. What should she do? She need to get down to the bottom of it. But the only thing, like I say, the out he got is she could not make out what he was saying. Now, if I come back in there and it looks like I'm slightly aroused, I'm just going to tell you it happens every morning to me.
Oh, that's going to be the lie. Okay,
oh,
got
yeah.
it.
That happens every morning to me, so that ain't
I
nothing
waking
new.
Up like this.
All right, please leave your comments on today's
to
letter.
Surprise you.
On Instagram.
With a lady
and
that work at the stove.
Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast
but I
on
see
demand.
You don't
coming
like
up next,
surprises.
It is Sports Talk with Junior. Don't mind Steve. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
All right, Shirley, before I do that, though, just let Richmond know tomorrow night, Funny Bone in Richmond, your favorite play cousin, we'll be in there. Go ahead and get your tickets. Ain't very many left, but we're going to be in there having a great time telling these jokes. Funny Bone in Richmond. Here it is. We got to say congratulations to Inside the NBA, the whole crew. That is Shaquille O'Neal, Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, and Charles Barkley. They have all re-signed to the network for the long run. All four hosts will have their contracts extended with a pay increase. Uh-oh. Barkley has been reported to be offered a 10-year deal that is close to about $200 million.
Whoa!
That's basketball.
Way more than when he played. Way more than when he played.
Oh, wow.
Now, they all can retire. They don't have to make the 10 years. They can all retire before then if they want to. But I'm not retiring if it's 10 years, $200 million. What are we going to give that up
for? See, you have a much longer talking career than you do a playing.
Best halftime show ever, though.
When asked about continuing on with the show, this is what Barkley said. And this is exactly what he said, too. Barkley said,
hey, we're all a big fan. Ernie, Kenny, and Shaq. They're like brothers to me, and I still wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them and all the amazing people that work on our show. I'm not going to lie, though. This is a life-altering deal, and I'm blessed to be able to just do live television for a living, and that's really what he said.
Congratulations. He's grateful. Gratitude. I like that.
It is, man. It is grateful, man, because, mm-hmm. You know, basketball is back, you know, Unc. Can you see the games, Unc, over there?
No.
You got any camel races news?
No, I don't even know.
You want to watch some? You want to watch some Falcon racing?
Falcons.
Yeah.
So you can't see the Atlanta Falcons. You just got to watch Falcon.
No, I can see the real deal.
Wow.
Also, let me update you this. I don't know if you know this, but your boy back in trouble. You might want to talk to him. Deshaun Watson got charged for another case. That makes 26, and I don't even know how they're going. I don't know how they're going to play that,
I have no comment.
You're not even worried about the Browns. Are you worried about the Browns season?
Not right now.
I've been stopped caring.
What? When? They just started.
Yeah. I just act like they don't even exist now.
Oh, that's where you're at with it? Oh, wow.
That way you can deal with it, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I don't need this here.
I feel the same way, man. Tired of rooting
for the day.
Tired of rooting for. Well, that's our sports talk for today.
All right, Junior, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have a special guest joining us. We know him. We love him. His name is Roscoe. He's going to talk about all these artists who are boycotting the 2023 Grammys. And we'll talk to him right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, two more big names will be sitting out of the 2023 Grammy Awards. As we previously reported, Silk Sonic voluntarily bowed out from consideration to make room for other artists. Now both Drake and The Weeknd have announced that they will not submit their latest projects for consideration at the Grammys. Drake criticized the Grammys for honoring him with awards he didn't want and for nominating him in categories that were inaccurate. The Weeknd called out the Grammys last year when his album After Hours and his single Blinding Lights were snubbed. So Roscoe is here. You can hear
right
him in the background. Yeah, I know. So Roscoe, this may be your big chance to submit some of your original music.
Oh, hell,
Grammy.
I ain't submitting nothing. Ain't gonna be no Grammy next year.
What do you mean?
If the black people pull out the Grammys, you ain't finna have no damn Grammy. You ain't gonna have no. Who going down there? Anybody driving all the way down there to watch Taylor Swift?
Boy.
Ain't gonna be no Drake. Ain't gonna be no Weeknd. We already know Kanye ain't coming.
Nicki Minaj is mad.
Nicki Minaj mad. Mm-hmm. Tricky Trick mad. Lil Baby. Lil Baby do that. Lil Dollar.
Excuse
Baby
Drake.
Jones.
Excuse.
Baby Money. Baby Real. Baby Oslo. Baby Baby Girl.
All the babies.
Baby boy,
yeah.
Little baby, big baby, fat baby, skinny baby, narrow baby, thin baby, juicy baby, wide baby, heavenly baby, hellbound baby. Ain't none of the babies gonna be there.
Baby shark, baby shark.
Oh, this gonna be a sad ass Grammys.
Yeah.
Drake ain't coming.
Well, you can perform, Roscoe. I mean, there's going to be room now.
Right. You can
I ain't got to go down there. I'm with all that. You know, I'm always been an artist, man. I'm union man, surely. Uh-huh. I don't cross union lines. If we boycotting, we boycotting.
Go ahead, Roscoe.
Let me tell you something. The Grammy better hope I don't pull all my songs. Because what they going to sing?
All your songs?
Every last one of them.
Really?
All they're going to do is be able to sing the national anthem. I ain't right there.
You're not gonna
take
credit for that.
Yeah, I find that very offensive. In the Rockets' red glare. Yeah. How long has we been having Rockets in this damn country? Who gonna write a song about something that didn't exist? In the Rockets' red glare. You know how old this song is? We didn't even have Rockets back then.
They were projecting. But, I mean, I'm just saying, it's a chance for you to, you know,
to shine.
Just really perform and do your thing. Yeah.
Surely. Okay. I'm not going down to Grammys and all the people ain't there. What no more ain't nobody going to watch?
Okay, well, so you stand in solidarity with Drake and Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars.
Always
and
have.
Pack and The Weeknd. Uh-huh.
All them hits, I wrote all them hits. What I'm going down there for?
You
want, Carly?
All this time, you've been suing all these artists. You've been wanting your shine. You've been wanting the attention.
Uh-huh.
And now these artists are backing out. You claim that you wrote these songs. This is your stage. This is your moment. And you
got to stay with the artists, though. Got to stay with
them. See, girl, obviously you ain't never been a star before.
What
that's
is that?
Obvious right
what
now.
Do you
that's
mean
obvious,
by that?
Obvious, obvious. You ain't never been a star before. You don't know how stars act.
What are you saying, Roscoe?
Stars don't need no rhyme or reason. We is the reason.
Oh, okay.
You are the moment.
See, look at here right here. That's right. Like some of my favorite songs I wrote, they don't really make no sense. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Who do that? Who would do that?
Yeah. Who would roast chestnuts on an open fire?
But your chestnuts.
What?
Who
Wait
would
a minute.
Do that?
Right.
That's why you got to think about
a whole new meaning.
You got to think about these kind of things. Well, I love having y'all. Appreciate y'all. Come on next week sometime.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye,
all right.
Roscoe.
All right. Thank you, Roscoe.
Down with the Grammys. Down with the Grammys.
Oh, that's cold.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the
Damn
Steve
them Grammys.
Right
Damn them Grammys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Jeff Bezos' ex Mackenzie Scott donated 30
donated $84.5 million to the Girl Scouts of America amid her divorce from her second husband, Dan Jewett. The Girl Scouts announced in a press release, "We are so appreciative of Mackenzie Scott's gift. This is a great accelerator for our ongoing efforts to help girls cultivate the skills and connections needed to lead in their own communities and globally." That's beyond amazing. Congratulations to the Girl Scouts. So what's the biggest donation, Steve, that the Harvey Foundation has ever received? That reminds me of the Harvey Foundation.
It ain't been no 84 million.
84 and a half, yeah.
We ain't even got 4 million.
Okay, all right. That's Steve. Good for the work you do, yeah.
But we, you still
would be happy with more.
Denzel
you
gave a look, million 1 year, didn't he, though? Mm-hmm.
Denzel was the largest single
charitable donation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Denzel.
Like to say to Dan and Dan, Kathy, and his wife, Rhonda. Don and Rhonda Kathy gave us a very generous donation this year.
That's nice.
It's really hard for rich people to ask for money.
Mm-hmm.
People think you have it, but what people don't understand is I don't have all of that to accomplish all that we're trying to accomplish. I don't have that much money.
So you need help.
I wish I did. Oh, I wish I did.
We get it. All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 33 minutes after. We'll do a round of Would You Rather coming up next, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's time for Would You Rather. Would you rather compete in a rap battle or compete in a spelling bee?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get in this rap battle.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. We ain't going to be.
What?
Yeah,
I'm gonna get in that spelling bee. I'm gonna get it.
Okay.
I'm gonna lose, but I'm gonna get in that spelling bee.
Soon as Constitution come up, you out, Tommy.
That's his.
Can I get an origin of the word? I'm gonna drag it out. The origin.
Use it in a sentence. Please.
Use it in a sentence.
Yeah. All right, Steve.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get in this rap battle because don't nobody need it.
What?
Yeah. Ain't no need of you knowing how stupid I am. Ain't no need of you being able to pinpoint where my education actually stopped at. You know, you get to exposing reading levels and all this. Uh-huh. That's 10th grade reading level. You learned how to spell that in 10th grade. Well, I didn't.
All right, would you rather...
I can't even spell all the books in the Bible.
Would you rather spend a week in a ski chalet with your wife in a nice ski chalet, maybe in Switzerland somewhere, or would you rather spend a week in Vegas with your boys?
B.
I'm gonna get on them skis
with your wife, right, Tommy? Yeah.
What?
And the newlywed.
You're so damn stupid.
He's going to Vegas. Newlywed
Junior.
Why would I go to a ski chalet? I don't even know what a chalet is.
A chalet?
Chalet, because it was with your wife,
with
boy.
With your wife, Junior.
Oh. Okay.
You didn't hear that part.
Did you hear what Tommy said? You didn't think to follow the lead of the more experienced married man? You're going to jump your dumb ass out there. I'm going to Vegas.
Vegas,
I don't even
the
know
boys.
What a shallot is. Yeah, well, it ain't a ham sandwich, I can tell you that.
Maybe right. Junior was choosing the weather, huh? Maybe he was trying to get to that warm climate. Maybe that's what
he
was.
Just fix it. Fix it, nephew.
Fix it for him.
Yeah. All right. Last one. Would you guys rather go to a spa with Deshaun Watson?
Ooh.
Or would you rather have dinner with Herschel Walker?
B.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell no, dog. I want dinner with Herschel
Walker.
I'm going to talk to his stupid ass.
I'm getting a massage.
So everybody's
he gonna
B
choke,
on this.
He's going he gonna be trying to choke me like he do everybody else. Yeah.
Show you his police badge, the fake
dog.
One.
He pulled that police badge out of that thing. I had that badge before. I had it pinned on my shirt with a bandana around my neck. I was actually sheriff that day. I was
right,
mad.
That's the That's today's round of Would You Rather. Now, coming up next at 49 minutes after, we'll close out the show and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. Before we get out of here and get to your closing remarks, I got to say a very special happy birthday to my daughter, my baby, my one and only, Sheridan. Sheridan Strawberry. Yeah.
Happy birthday,
you all
Sheridan.
Have known her birthday, since she Sheridan. Was, what, 3 years old or something? She's 26 today. 26 years old. Yeah, where does the time go, right? She's 26.
Shirley. She's beautiful. Happy birthday, Sheridan Strawberry.
Grown with kids of her own now. So happy birthday to Sheridan, 26 years old. Thank you. And we have to say happy birthday to Dave, too.
Dave, engineer.
Dave, our engineer. Yes, yes, yes.
Keeps straight us on pimp, point. Cold-blooded player.
Newlywed as well. Newlywed as well. Yeah, got married a couple of months before Junior.
Yeah, but way more experienced at it than Junior.
Yes.
Way more. He has not made nearly the ignorant ass remarks Junior has made.
Right.
Dave has been pretty quiet about being married, actually.
Yes, as he should.
Yeah. He looks happy.
Happy birthday,
though.
Dave.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Happy
birthday.
Yeah. All right,
listen,
Steve.
Y'all. My closing remarks are very simple. I'm imploring our listeners to get to the polls. I am asking you to consider your duty and your obligation to vote. Voting is a right that our forefathers, our generations before us, they died for this. They were lynched and murdered for attempting to vote. And they went down there and they voted anyway. They were burned out of houses, churches, and buildings and businesses. And they went down there anyway because they kept saying, no, we have to vote. And I'm telling you something. We have got to vote. Now, listen to me. These midterms are important all over this country. They're important in Philly. They're important in Detroit. They're important in Milwaukee. They're important in Charlotte. They're important in Virginia. They're important in Florida. They're important in Alabama. They're important in Louisiana. They're important everywhere in the state of Texas. They are so important. We are important in St. Louis, Missouri. We are important in Chicago. Listen, we've got to get to the polls, y'all, because I'm telling you why. We have to continue to prove to them what they refuse to believe about us anyway. I can't tell you, man, how they want to discount us. I can't tell you the trickery that they use to keep us away from the polls. Voter suppression is real. They are doing everything, man. Y'all, get woke now. These people are denying you your rights every single chance they get. And they wrap it up in all types of packages so they can disguise what they're doing. But it's obvious if you look at it. Herschel Walker, where did they get him from? They heard him spewing some stuff. And I'm going to tell you something, man. The conservatives love nothing more than a black person that trashes black people. That's the ultimate prize for them. Oh, they will prop you up. Tucker Carlson, don't ever put anybody of value on the show. they not finna go get Cornell West and put him up against Tucker Carlson. They won't go get a Roland Martin, somebody that'll speak. They not going to go get Al Sharpton and put him on. No, 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 no. They prop up people. They try to find a black person that can speak against black people. That's their biggest prize. Candace Owens, they are welcoming her with open arms because they are saying things, man, that they really want to say anyway, but they have to mask it. So they find us. Kanye West was on Tucker Carlson. Why? Because they found another one. Now they found Herschel Walker. This man right here is a disgrace, and they don't care because it moves their power, position, and money to the forefront, and they will use him until he is no more. They had Stacey Dash till she woke up, found out she was really black.
Hello.
And now it's kind of, a little late, but okay. But all of a sudden, she got awakened. See, I'm going to tell you something else. See, let me tell you something. They waking Kanye West up. I don't care how much money you got, man. They got a way. They got a way around it. They got a way around it, man. When you see banks giving you your money back, do you know what has to happen for a bank to give you your money back? So listen to me, y'all. We've got to vote so we can write our own narrative. We already know what they're saying about us. So are we going to allow them to say it, continue to write the narrative? Or we are going to tell the truth about ourselves, that we are relevant, that we are valuable, and that we will be counted. And you're not going to do us any kind of way. You're not going to pay some money to one rapper and get him to say what you want to say about your candidate without us telling the truth about the other candidate. Stacey Abrams should be governor of the state of Georgia because of her stances and her policies. If you look at Kemp's policies, they don't include you. Man, quit tripping. And every time we get a candidate, the first thing black people want to do is talk about what they ain't. Well, what is the other candidate, though? Since you want to talk about what she ain't. What is he? And I'm telling you right now, a big old zero for us. Let's get to the polls, y'all. Go to whenweallvote.org. And find out your status, and let's make this happen. Y'all have a great day today, man. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An assassin comes to town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.